Everybody,
Oh,
I'm stuck in traffic running late because Toronto traffic. I mean, I've been to Toronto in the last 5 years. It's a nightmare. Hope you guys are doing extremely well. See some very familiar faces and some new faces. So, everybody hear me okay? Okay, yeah, I apologize. We're about 4 minutes from the house and not moving. So I was like, okay. Guess we're sitting here. Dallas, good to see you there, buddy. See that face? Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah. So I think some of you were given the awareness that I want to talk a little bit about Costa Rica. For those of you coming, I will start there. I'd also like to talk about some strategies to help you guys improve your mental focus during training, some new stuff we've been looking at. So Gavin and I are building certification. We're speaking this weekend at Canada's largest fitness conference and doing a lot of research on ultimately how to make the most of what we call effectiveness. So I'll start with this conversation around Costa Rica and how to train for it and really how to make the most of it. So many of you guys know there's going to be 2 weeks. And so there's 1 week that is specifically started. The reason I decided 2 weeks is because it's for my clients. And that's this is not an attempt to like call anybody out or be offensive to anybody. But the guys that I work with are often have very high level athletes, and we're gonna, that week is going to be for people who want to push really, really hard. And it's not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be easy. It's certainly not going to be dangerous in any way, but it's going to be very hard. And so the only reason I'm sharing that is because if anyone here is like, hey, yeah, I want to go in that week, then we can make that happen. But it needs to be invite only. So right now we've put out all the invites. But if there's anyone who's like, hey, you know what, I want to train for that week, then we can. Because I don't exactly remember how much time we've got, but well, I guess it'll be September, October, November, is that 4 months? And so training has to begin now to be in shape for that, because it's going to be pushing every dimension of what we're capable of. So strength, feats. We do obviously barbell bodybuilding style training, but we're also going to do strongman training. That's one dimension of what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a lot of VO2 max specific training. So like pushing, challenging your maximum aerobic function, but in every different way. It's, I wouldn't say it's going to be like CrossFit, but in one way you'll want to train your physical capability in every different direction, because we're going to try. Costa Rica is not the best place to do this, but I'm trying to orchestrate a long bike ride. I'm trying to orchestrate some hikes, which is Costa Rica is a great place to do that. So just kind of giving you guys idea. I don't want anyone getting hurt. So pick whatever week is more suitable for you, and don't go outside of your current level of capability. So as far as putting the training programs together, the coaches and I have been discussing this, so everyone has an idea of what that looks like. But I would intentionally start doing things that are very uncomfortable for you, or new or different. Does anyone have any questions about specifically how to train in Costa Rica? I can go into as much depth as you want. Is there anything specific like, hey, should I train this or should I train that, or how would I do this? We can get into that at length as much as you guys are curious about. And if you're just like, hey, I'll just like coach program for it, do that. But yeah, my advice to you is go there in the best shape of your life so that we can all get the most out of it.
Ben, can you go over the I just got the first week invitation, but it's split up into all kinds of stuff here. We got performance testing and then the warrior training camp and the monk retreat.
The test, Dallas, is just something we've added this year to see to gauge interest. And so, for people who are working with us long term, any type of performance testing seems to be useful as far, or not seems to be, it is useful as far as our ability to program subsequent months. And so, it's not something that's guaranteed. It's something that's completely voluntary. Like, hey, I'm interested in that. We're just trying to gauge interest to see what number of people are like, yeah, I want to do some performance testing. Because ultimately, if this is an annual event, it gives you something to measure yourself against. So obviously there can be some VO2 testing, there can be some metabolic testing, there certainly could be some lab testing, different kind of joint function and strength testing, in a safe way. So that's it's an option. It's not part of the week one. It's like, hey, throwing out feelers to see who's interested. Subsequent to that, then we have the 5 days of training, which is going to be, the intense stuff I just spoke about. And then we're going to follow that up with a couple of days in what we'll call the jungle of Costa Rica doing the monk, which is, I say it, I would look at it almost like a Vipassana retreat where it's going to be minimal talking, a lot of time by yourself, a lot of time meditation, a lot of time in guided meditation, a lot of breathwork sessions, yoga sessions, potentially the opportunity to do plant medicine if you want, not guaranteed, not curated by us, but the opportunities will be there. So that's really how that'll look. Did that answer the question, or do you have some more clarification?
Yeah, no. I mean, just with what I do, and I do all the VO2 max, lactate threshold, DEXA scanner stuff already. So,
You're ready to go.
four, five, six, seven is December 4, 5, 6, 7 is the first week. Go hard, and then 2 days of the monk retreat, but. In the second week, which I'm already signed up for, and I assume everyone here is, we're doing in 4 days, we're kind of doing 3 days of workouts and 1 day of monk training.
No, the second week doesn't really have a monk component. Like we'll do a little bit. We're basically going to do some hikes and some contemplative exercises. We have an expert coming in to run some, call it meditation training. But the second week we'll have less of that, just because of time, right? We're now getting into like the 17th of December or something like that, and like I know nobody wants to come that close to Christmas. Yeah, so the monk, so there, I will say this, there are some people who have expressed interest in coming to the monk component of week one, but they're attending week two. I'm not against that. If anyone wants to do that, you want to come to UVita and do the jungle stuff and then attend week two, that's fine. It's just obviously is backwards of what it may otherwise be. But if you're okay with like being super chill before you go into training, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't. Anyone else have questions about how to train, how to keep yourself safe, how to be effective, a mindset shift around really what you're doing to train for it? Don't everybody jump in at once. Zach, how's your training?
Training is going well. Chris is increasing the intensity. He's done that for the past few weeks, but that's been good. I remember last year, I felt like December was a long ways away, and then all of a sudden it snuck up on me. So I'm trying to do better this year of getting motivated right now.
Yeah, it goes by so fast, man. Like this year seems like it's just like where the hell did it go? So yeah, that's a good way to think of it. It's like, lay a strong foundation. It's just consistency, Zach, as like you just got to do stuff every day, regardless of desires and energy levels. Like I'm just gonna get it done. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be consistent.
When testing for some of the things that like Chris builds in are like a VO2 max type testing, but alone. And I find it very difficult to get as, I don't know, exert as much effort as I would, like, for example, when I was with you all physically. I don't know if like you have any tips to like just get yourself to go nuts, but I have a hard time. It's like 5:30 in the morning and you're by yourself. It's just more difficult to do that.
I don't have any tips. I think the only tip is the more often you do it, the more willing you are to go into the. Yeah, it's just a skip, right? It's like you're training the ability to suppress your conscious mind and just go. And that's just it's just practice, because especially in what you do, like your world, everything is so conscious and cerebral. You're so intentional about everything, and that's good. But the ability to go, like the more you kind of you're in your conscious mind when you're doing this stuff, oftentimes I suspect you're gonna, ruminate your way out of hard work. And sometimes that primal work is just like, I gotta go. Yeah, so
That's true.
that's the warrior and the monk, man. It's like, yeah, we want to be super conscious, highly conscious, intentional men, and we need to access the primal nature of who we are. That's the training. So Zach, one thing I may encourage you to do if you want to do that more often is like, if you do get some training where you're allowed to go to like, 90 or 100% of your effort, just like build in really short bursts of, all right, I'm gonna go. Like it's building a safety in your brain. You have a governor, a regulator switch. It's like, don't go too hard. You can hurt yourself. You can pass out, right? Well, you need to override that. You're training the override switch to go, well, going. And so in the beginning, it could be 1 second, and then it could be 5 seconds, and then it could be 10 seconds. And eventually you learn to turn that off completely. And that's really where performance benefits. But most people's limitations are not physical, they're mental. Many people are not physical, they're mental.
Yeah, I definitely catch myself. I turn on that governor. It's like safety first, Boy Scout prepared, like that whole mentality. And then all of a sudden, you're not pushing yourself as hard as you should.
Yeah.
So.
There's so many unconscious fears that we don't acknowledge, right? There's the fear of dying. Certainly, there's a fear of passing out. There's a fear of being embarrassed. There's a fear of judgment. There's so many things like, oh yeah, that's driving all of the things I do. So learning to consciously or unconsciously override those things, just takes practice, man.
All right.
Yeah. Right. So notice, when fear comes up, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of people? What are people going to think? So in which case, realize nobody gives a shit. Are you afraid of dying? Like, okay, that's legitimate, right? That's like our biggest fear in life. Okay, well, that's true. Well, am I likely to die? Am I likely to pass up? Be pretty good, So I would say, just like become aware of it, navigate it rationally, and say, well, is this rational or is this irrational?
When all else fails, I basically just picture Greg screaming in my ear to keep going, and that's pretty helpful.
TBALB is what we say.
Yeah.
Cool. Chance, anything else? Anyone else have questions, comments, thoughts around how we're going to train? Okay. I have an open door policy on this stuff. If you guys are like, hey, I'm afraid. By the way, you guys can all go ahead and type questions in the chat. If anyone wants to put anything in the chat, I can pull those up. So if you're afraid of asking a question or you don't want people to like know it's you can just type in the chat and I won't repeat who it is. Nobody sent me messages. Wait, who's this? That's coming. So guys, feel free, sometimes there's that fear that comes up around like, I don't want to ask questions, I don't want to look dumb. Remember, that's another fear that we're just learning to overcome in life that's limiting us in some way. So please, open door policy for myself and the team, like ask questions like how do I be more effective at this? How do I make sure I'm prepared? What types of things should I do? So strongman training is one of these things that I've asked all the coaches to start building into your program. That means like you're lifting really weird shit to get strong. Like it's so bodybuilding in itself is very, linear, right? We train in one plane. But when it comes to strongman training, which we are going to be doing in Costa Rica, it's so many different directions and twisting and turning and lifting and lifting implements that are very uncomfortable and unusual. And so like while we'll do our best to keep you safe in Costa Rica, the more prepared you are now, the harder we can push. And the harder we can push, the more benefit you get, and the harder you get to explore the perimeters of who you are. So we'd like to do it in a safe way. So obviously, training matters.
And this is Vamshi. I have one quick question,
Hey,
right?
brother.
Yeah. So last year when I came to Costa Rica, right? So I was at 139 pounds, right? With around close to 10% body fat, right? So right now I am at 162, right? Maybe 13 or 14%, right? So for the next 4 months, like what should be my goal? Like should I put on more weight or like should I try to get as lean as possible? Because I'm worried that I might be too skinny like last year if I try to cut down for 4 months.
You don't need to cut for 4 months, man. You're a naturally lean guy. If you're gonna cut it all, you can cut for 6 weeks.
Six
But just
percent.
do, I would say do. So here's the way I would think about it for the rest of your life, actually. You should have a regulator. Like, hey, I never go above this body fat, and when I get down to this body fat, then I'm good. You know. So for you, maybe between like 10 and 14, it sounds like. And when you get up to 14, you're like, all right, that's too much. I'm gonna pull back a little bit. But when you pull back, you can pull back aggressively. And because you're naturally a lean guy, you'll get lean pretty quick. Like that, you'll get back down to 11 in 3 weeks. Like it's not going to take you a huge time. So, like I would say, talk to coach, do a little more aggressive diet for 3 weeks, and then you got the rest of the time to, you know, to get back to performance training. Because the thing is, you can do so. There's so many different dimensions of performance, right? So we've got, you know, science will tell us we have nine different adaptations in the body we can train for. So if you're to train in a lower calorie state, you're not going to build muscle, but that doesn't mean you can't train the other nine adaptations. So why don't we train VO2 max? We can train aerobic fitness. We can train something else that doesn't require huge numbers of calories. Even strength doesn't require huge numbers of calories. So that's kind of our job as coaches. If you go, hey, I want to drop down 3% body fat in the next month, no problem. We'll pull back on the muscle building focus, push up the strength, push up the VO2 and the aerobic work. And then all of a sudden your body fat drops and you're still training and progressing some function, right? So you don't just get deficit doesn't mean you have to regress.
Makes sense. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so I would say do your best to train all nine adaptations over the next 4 months. And if muscle is your primary one, then you just spend a greater percentage of time training that system, training that adaptation, right? But as coaches, you know, we don't train all nine, if I'm being honest. Like I don't particularly focus on strength and power for most people, unless you're not, excuse me, speed and power, unless you're an athlete. Most people, like, you know, you don't need it, just to function as a, unless, as a normal person. But that doesn't mean you couldn't, and you know, we can still train seven other ones as well.
Thank you.
Pleasure, brother. Thompson, how do you know when you're being a wuss versus like pushing? You're never, I'll be honest, you're never pushing too hard. You're not. You're just not. Like, now, the big
Let
challenge.
me, can I add some context to that? So basically, I was working pretty much 12-hour day, going home, like doing a workout, and then,
That's what I was going to say. You're never overtrained, maybe under recovering. So that's a different game. Like, man. You know, there's probably, I don't want to say there's nobody on this call. There's probably one or two people on this call who could train hard enough to overtrain. But in general, of the people you meet in your life, there's probably some very small handful of them that could train hard enough to overtrain. The bigger problem is under recovering, undernourishing. So, like, if you're, even if you're working 12-hour days, man, like, I know you're probably in a bit of a deficit, maybe not. Calories are going to be important, right? Breath work is going to be. Is going to be important. Managing your stress through breathing. It's like managing your physiological state through arousal control, through breathing, through getting in nature and sunshine. Like those are things you want to balance or met or excuse me, monitor and influence to make sure your body has a better adaptive capacity. So this is probably a useful conversation for everybody. So I'm working 12 hours a day. I go home after work and I go train. Got really long days. Not in no context is that overtraining. Is no context in no context should that be stressful to you, right? Working for 12 hours, it sounds like you don't work in a factory or somewhere that's massively physically stressful or psychologically stressful, like maybe psychologically stressful. But most of the biggest problem, Thompson, that most people have in work is there's a physiological disconnect between the brain and the body. Which means my brain thinks it's stressful, my brain is under duress, and my body is doing nothing. This is a physiological disconnect, right? The brain goes, oh shit, the body goes, and that's bad. So what if you think evolutionarily, when the brain was going, oh shit, the body was going, get the hell out of here. There was some connection between the physiology and the psychology, right? So the body and the mind were connected. I get stressed out, I move. I get stressed out, I fight. I get stressed out, I shake, like from an animal's perspective. But when you're getting stressed out and you're sitting on your butt, you're getting stress hormones that are perpetuating through your body, but your body's sitting there. So your immune system's reactive, but your immune system goes, what's happening? There's nothing going on. And this is a problem. So what you got to train yourself to do is control the psychological stress with your physiology through breath work, through exposure to nature and movement, and move through the stressful events that are happening psychologically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Yeah, man. And so, well, work should never be like work should never be stressful, because stress to me, maybe I should say it differently. Psychological stress should never impact your physiological state. It can, clearly, but when you're physiologically fit and you physiologically understand that these two things are supposed to be connected, so you implement strategies to make sure that you're physiologically moving through psychological stress. So I'm physiologically moving through psychological stress. My brain says, fuck. My body goes, okay, I gotta move. Right. And so if you can connect those things, train yourself to never have a disconnect there. There shouldn't ever be a psychological stress that's overwhelming. Psychological stress is only overwhelming when it's not coupled with physical movement. Physical movement is always the way out of psychological stress. It may not be the permanent way out of psychological stress, but it's certainly the immediate way out of psychological stress. Try doing the really hard workout and thinking about work. It's impossible. Try, it's just, you can't, right? This is why some of the most high-powered executives and successful people in the world train so hard. Like, Dallas on here trains like a maniac, because you have to, because there's so much going on up here, your training becomes your outlet, right? So that's just important for people to know. Like, alcohol should never be your outlet. TV should never be your outlet. Social media should never be your outlet. Drugs should never be your outlet. Movement is the healthy way to move through psychological duress. And I love seeing you guys walking on these calls. I should be walking right now, but I don't walk because I'm afraid that the connection's going to drop. And I feel like stressed about it. There's Gabbo taking over. Any other questions, ladies and gents? Mostly gents. One Sarah. Okay, so I said I would talk to you a little bit about psychological strategies to get the most out of your workout. So one of the most useful interventions that you so this is a tough conversation because everyone starts from a different starting point. So until me or anyone is aware of where you're psychologically starting, it's hard to give you the next step forward into extracting more effectiveness out of your training, out of your life. Right? Some people come in with a mindset of I'm kind of bored. Some people come with a mindset of I'm kind of stressed. Some people come with a mindset of fuck this, I hate it. Some people come with a mindset of distraction, I've got a million things to do. So all of those different avatars require a different next step to get the most out of their productivity. However, there's an enormous amount of value in spending 3 minutes before you train to do something to clear your head, to clear your mind. So, and I get guilty of this too. So many people bring their life into the gym, right? I'm stressed. I'm thinking about work and life and marriage and finances. And I just walk into the gym and start training. What I encourage you guys to do is to create some type of separation between who I am on the outside and who I am on the inside of the gym, right? And this is creating a different version of yourself, a different avatar for yourself that you can call on every time. However, just like training a muscle, the first time you train a muscle, it's very hard to connect with. Like, it's kind of weird. I feel unusual doing it. But if you're consistent, you can start to develop this version of yourself that ultimately expresses a higher degree of effectiveness. It's a higher degree of focus, a higher degree of primal expression, a higher degree of rage. And make no mistake, there's nothing wrong with the emotion of rage. The expression of emotional rage is your gift. I think there's a big problem with not training rage, not training your ability to express the primal anger, the primal fire that runs deep in your belly. There's a bigger problem with that than not. There's a bigger problem, excuse me, with not expressing it than there is with expressing it. I think men lose their balls. Men lose our ability to be men because we don't have a safe container that we can express who we are primally, right? Don't forget, guys, you're an animal. You're an animal who needs to express every different direction of his emotions, from the darkness to the light, right? From the power to the weakness. All of it is okay. And when you learn to express all of them, when you learn to move in the direction of all of them, you become comfortable in them. You're no longer afraid of them. I say to my son all the time, a man's responsibility is to die without fear. And that means moving in the direction of things that make you uncomfortable constantly. And we live this life of comfort, the absence of fear, the absence of challenge, the absence of moving into things that ultimately could hurt us. And that's why every man, not every man, many men live unfulfilled, purposeless lives because they never explore the direction of the who they are. We have to explore the perimeter of who we are to truly understand the full expression of life, right? Life is an emotional game. We're here having an emotional experience. And the absence of willingness to explore those perimeters will take away from your quality of life. And that's why Costa Rica has become and obviously Spain has become a powerful event for guys, because it's a lot of exploration of all these different parts of ourselves. So in summary, my encouragement to you guys is take 30 seconds tomorrow and sit down or stand in a specific spot, in a specific stance. I can give you some suggestions, but do it in a way that anchors the person you are about to become. And that may be like putting your hand on your chest, feeling your heart, closing your eyes, and calling in your ancestors and going, I'm the strongest generation of a very strong line of men. And you know you're the strongest because the strong traits are passed on, right? Only the strong survive. So your grandfather and his grandfather and his grandfather, really strong men, and they made you. And you're the strongest expression of the genetic pool that exists. Everyone else has died. If you look at the number of the percentage of people that died before the age of five prior to 1900, it was crazy. You made it. It means you're the strong one. So call on that. Call on that ancestral strength and pull it through you. Call on the pain of your ancestors. Call on the pain of your children and your grandchildren and their grandchildren. And know that you're leading this future generation with your actions and your inactions. And say, hey, who am I going to be for my son? Who am I going to be for my daughter? Who am I going to be for my grandson and my granddaughter? Who am I going to be for my partner? And fucking lean in, right? And develop that version of yourself that doesn't slow down, doesn't weaken in the safe container, right? The gym should become a safe container for you to express that. And when you go home, you're like, you guys have probably heard Jordan Peterson say, the goal is not to be a nice man or a kind man or a weak man. The goal is to be a fucking savage and choose not to be it. Like, always have the power to not be a savage, right? Like, I want to have the power and the strength to do anything, but I get to choose not to. That's a powerful man. That's a very powerful man. I think, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's lost often in our society because we're just comfortable. Life is very easy. And that's a blessing, but it's also a challenge that we have to take on personal responsibility for. I digress. Stop talking. Anyone else have questions or comments? You guys have anything you want to add, coaches? Andrew, you always got something wise to say. And you're my wise friend.
No, man, I agree with everything that you're saying. So I'm just pumped for Costa Rica.
Oh man, I'm so excited you're coming. Yeah, so guys, one of the things we can do for each other, and as a community, actually, Gav, let's make this a part of the next meeting. I want to create small accountability pods so we can help each other keep accountable on whatever we're working toward, right, independently. Because yes, we're working toward looking and feeling and performing well, but there's so much more than that. That's the tip of the iceberg, right? That's the iceberg that is above the water that everyone sees. What we're really working on, you guys know deep down, has nothing to do with the way you look, feel, and perform. It has everything to do with how you're showing up as a man, how you're living a fulfilled life, what you're doing to influence your family and support your family and influence and support the people around you. Like what mark are we leaving in this world? That's really what we're all up to, right? But we don't always think about it. But that's ultimately what's going to drive the fulfillment you're looking for on your deathbed. Did I do something useful? Can I give myself a hell yeah, my fist in the air and go, yep, life well lived. Life well lived. Sorry, I'm gonna have a question. I saw something come through right there. Yeah, so Dale, I don't know if you need to harvest the chart. That's an interesting thought, man. So Dale wrote, harvest or harness the childhood traumas and use it to turn yourself into a beast. Maybe. I would rather go in the direction of releasing the childhood traumas, realizing that it's all bullshit. It's all just part of the journey and part of the growth. We all have to grow, and you got exactly what you needed. And now I get to choose to be a primal man. Now I get to choose to be a strong man. Now I get to choose to be a powerful man. Not because I have to overcome something, but because I choose to. So I'm not a victim to the trauma. I'm a product of growth that I needed as a child, right? I'm a product, I'm an expression of the growth that, my life imparted in front of me because I needed to grow. Everything in life has benefits and drawbacks. We just focus on the drawbacks of that trauma. There was benefits there too. Dale, I appreciate the fact that you took time to type that while you're on your bike. Gents, anything else? Any questions? Anything else you guys want to wrap on today?
Can you just flesh out a little more about what the week looks like from a nutrition standpoint? Do we get up at 4 a.m. and have a morning routine, or is it kind of meet at the gym at 9 and do whatever you want? Is everyone getting drunk at night? Like, what's the tenor of this thing? Like, what's the
Yeah, so we're gonna do early days and then shut it down relatively early. So we'll probably have sunrise, probably a sunrise start, and then hopefully let you guys kind of off on your own by 4 or 5 p.m. So that it's like an early to rise, early to bed type deal. You guys obviously have hours in the evening to yourself. So yeah, there'll be morning workouts, there'll be morning meditations, there'll be yeah, everything basically from sunrise is curated. So we'll probably start with a morning workout or meditation, then breakfast. Because unfortunately, the places we're staying at don't do breakfast until 7 o'clock or something. We're working on getting them earlier. So the place we're going to stay at, I think we're going to have the whole place to ourselves, which means it gives us more flexibility. So yeah, there'll be a morning workout, there'll be a breakfast, there'll be another workout, there'll be a lunch, then there'll be another workout. And then, some educational stuff, some contemplation stuff, some like work, and then that's it. I'm done for the day. So like it'll be a full day of training, challenging in many different directions, mobility, maybe some yoga, definitely some breath work. Yeah, a lot of different types of challenges. To answer the question, Dallas, you want me to want something specific?
No, I figured it was going to be, it's not going to be easy, which is, I don't think what any of us want, but, yeah, just was trying to get a better feel for, what.
The entire agenda, once it's printed up, I'll do it and I'll send it over to you. You can look at it and ask any questions from there if you'd like.
Perfect.
You're
I mean, I just assume, everybody's trying to get in like 200 plus grams of protein a day in their daily lives. And, I definitely want to see, just get other people's strategies on that. And obviously I assume that we're going to be in some sort of program where we're force feeding the protein
Yeah.
and
Well, you're definitely having an abundance of protein. I'm obviously a protein maniac. So there'll be obviously breakfast protein, snack proteins, so bars, shakes, whatever. We'll have some like healthy snacks for you guys. We'll have lunch curated, super high protein. So yeah, I'm super aware of everyone's daily protein requirements, and obviously mine probably being as high as anyone. So I'm definitely super aware of everyone. Make sure you're not going to have like small servings of protein. Make sure you guys are taken care of. We'll have supplements curated, probably have an abundance of essential amino acids, electrolytes, creatine, things like that. So all that will be there. Whey proteins, maybe vegan proteins, because some guys don't use whey.
And then you said you're talking about doing a bike trip on, is that for week two as well?
If we can curate it, man. So challenge that we have in Costa Rica, if you've been to San Jose, the only way to get to the mountain is these fucking treacherous highways where people drive like complete maniacs. So unless we drove 20 bikes out to the mountain and then rode, it's kind of a nightmare. So I'm trying to figure that out. If someone will drop the bikes and pick them up for us, we'll make that happen. But like, I wouldn't feel safe with you guys riding on the roads in Costa Rica to get to the mountain. It's probably 60 minutes to get to the mountain, which is not crazy, but it's a fucking highways, man. They're intense. So I'm like, nobody's dying on my watch. So if we can figure out how to get to the bikes to the mountain, we'll make it happen. If not, it might be a challenge to make that happen. Again, I'm doing what I can to make it happen, but not 100% sure I can.
But so if we'll know that ahead of time, so we'll know if we need to bring our bike kits and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'd like to, like Sarah's working on it. We should know in the next week, 1 to 2 weeks. Just trying to find some bike providers out there. Obviously, you can bring your own, but trying to find some rental places out there because not everyone's going to bring in their own bike.
Did you bike in Spain?
I did, not as a community. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
Wow, that
biking in
would not.
Spain is the best because,
It's idyllic, man.
yeah,
When's the
it's the
next
best. So yeah, we'll
Spain?
do that again. Say again.
When's the next
I hear you said
Spain,
down.
Portugal retreat?
In May. I
Next
think
May?
early May.
Nice.
Yeah. I vetted the place in Portugal. We went to the campus. I vetted that place. I don't think it would hold up for us, man. Like, it's a beautiful place, but I don't think it would hold up for a camp. I think it would tear it apart. It's just kind of it's pretty, but it's not functional. Costa Rica's gym will blow your mind. Like, we have incredible workouts. I mean, you know great gyms, but this gym is, it's a great, great energy, great place.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd love to do Portugal as well, man. But the gyms, there's one gym there called Blackout Gym in Lisbon. So we can make that happen. That'd be badass. But it's better to do it in Algarve because the I don't know if you've been to Algarve, but Algarve is a beautiful part of Portugal. So we unfortunately don't have what we need in one place.
Yeah, I did a bike trip last September in southern Spain, and it was absolutely mind-blowing gravel riding. Not southern Spain, southern Portugal. So it was just a couple hours outside of the south of Lisbon. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Cool. Gents, anything else? Anyone else have questions, comments?
Ben, one question. If we were looking at adding a night or two, like at the end, Would we still have access to the same gym? Is that kind of all in the same area or?
Yeah, man. You guys could definitely access that gym. They take very good care of us. They're really nice people. As provided we all are very respectful of the gym, which obviously we always are, they'll be more than happy to welcome you back. And guys, one thing I didn't mention is there's also, I mentioned to some of you guys, but there's also the opportunity to do a significantly discounted stem cell administration at the end of the camp. So because we're going to be doing it as a group, I've negotiated with the owner of the stem cell clinic to get a substantial discount. So if anyone's interested in doing that, I have to get numbers because once I bring him approximate numbers, then he'll give me a quote and then get back to you with a quote. So just express interest if you guys are interested so I can let the guy know, hey, it's going to be 10 people, it's going to be 30 people. That way, that obviously the more people, the better. Bring prices down.
Interested.
Yeah, and I've vetted this place. So I've gone there. Five or six of my clients have gone there, and everyone's just mind blown with the benefit. I'm actually trying to buy it, but that might not happen before December. Gentlemen, you're all badass. You're all awesome. I appreciate you, man. Go out there and create greatness this week. Support each other. Find anything I can do for you guys, please reach out. Enjoy your Wednesday, guys. Talk soon. Bye-bye.